Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hi everyone, I am back in your ears for another episode. I am doing an episode today on a few different things, and they're quite energetic topics, and it's not something I've spoken about before, so I'm feeling that I'm just going to channel through what Spirit want to say on this topic. They told me the other day to do an episode on this, and I didn't do it. I didn't do the episode. I was like, well, what am I going to say about that? And then the last two couple of days have been quite big in terms of energetic shifts. And so now I'm wishing I just followed the guidance that I had 5 days ago, because that would be probably a lot more helpful to everyone else who is listening here and needs this guidance. But anyway, lesson learned, right? So the last few days, there have been quite a lot of energetic shifts in the atmosphere. And I'm going to be talking today on the Schumann resonance. I'm also probably going to touch on full moons and solar flares at the same time. But the reason why I'm talking about these specific entities is because people are experiencing really big ascension symptoms, and their physical bodies are taking the toll. And I'm talking on this topic so that we can get some guidance from Spirit in terms of how can we support ourselves to move through these energetic changes that we're experiencing at the moment. If you're in this spiritual space, it is quite likely that you have heard about the energetic shifting into the fifth dimension, our 3D turning into 5D dimension, right? There's lots of talk on this. My opinion is my opinion, so please take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But when they talk about the 3D moving to the 5D, or the three-dimensional into the five-dimensional, my opinion on this topic is we are in the 3D, we are in the physical realm, in that we're at Earth, everything around us is in some form of 3D. But the term of like moving into the fifth dimension or into 5D, I see that as we're moving from an energetic frequency which is on, say, a third level, and we're moving up into an energetic frequency that is on a higher level, like third dimension up to a fifth dimension. What they're showing me right now is like, if you were to imagine stepping onto an elevator and you move up the elevator up to whatever level of the hotel you're staying at or staying in or whatever you want to call it, it's kind of like that, in that we're all stepping onto the elevator at the ground floor. The ground floor is still there. It doesn't just disappear, but we rise up to a different level of that space, from that space. I hope that makes sense. But I'm saying that in that, like, our Earth is still going to look the same, I suppose. Like, it's going to look the same, but the energetic frequency and how people feel within it and how people vibrate within the Earth that we are on is going to be slightly different, right? So there's a lot of things happening in terms of spiritual awakening. There is like a current mass spiritual awakening happening, and it's very similar to Sorry, my dog's in the background. Hopefully he doesn't bark for too long. So what was I saying? There was a mass spiritual awakening around 2018, 2019. And now those people who have been in the spiritual space, much like what I've been in the spiritual space since that spiritual awakening and that mass awakening that I was a part of, those people are now moving up to, say, the leadership space of the spiritual community or the spiritual space. And then this mass awakening is now happening as we speak, in the same way that a mass spiritual awakening happened in 2019, 2020. So if you're in the space of this spiritual awakening and you're like, oh, I just want to know more, I want to know more, you're now reaching out to people and wanting to find out more and reaching out to these people who awakened in 2019 to get more information, to get to learn about the journey that you are just starting, that these people started in 2019. So this mass spiritual awakening is happening right now. And one of the, what's the word that they're using? I'm not really sure what they're trying to say here, so I might just have to start from a different place. The solar flares, the Schumann resonance, the energies of the full moons at the moment are all adding and contributing to this spiritual awakening occurring, because what these elements are doing is they are drawing out all the dense energy, all the old emotions from the physical body, so that these people can step up into this higher vibration that the world is moving towards. And with this purging, with this clearing out, with this resetting of our physical bodies to create a higher vibration within us, people are experiencing a lot of ascension symptoms. Ascension symptoms happen when our energy ascends. So ascend meaning going up, meaning your vibration is raising. Because your energy frequency is raising, your physical body is having to kind of catch up, okay? And this means that, and they're saying the reason why your physical body has to catch up is so that your energy and your physical body can integrate into the one space or into the one frequency. So right now, your physical body is on one level, your energy is trying to rise up to one level, and your physical body needs to catch up to that ascension of the energetic frequency, okay? So what is happening is the physical body is experiencing headaches. You're experiencing body aches and pains. You're experiencing nausea. You're experiencing really busy thoughts. You're experiencing crown pressure. You're experiencing all of these different physical symptoms as a result of the energetic vibration raising. And the guidance around this is that it's so important that if you are in a space where you're feeling ascension symptoms and you're feeling the symptoms of these solar flares, the Schumann resonance changes, the full moons, it is so important to reconnect your energy into your physical body. And what Spirit is saying is that you really need to come back to the body. You need to ground your energy. You need to shield your energy. You need to connect with nature. You need to rest, okay? They're saying even like journaling and meditation, because in those moments of stillness and in those moments of presence, that is when the physical body and the energetic body can have the opportunity or the chance to reconnect, okay? They're also bringing this into me, and this is not something I'm experiencing right now, but there must be someone listening to this that is having this feeling. Otherwise, I'm not sure why they would bring this in. But they're also talking about this feeling of feeling so disconnected from the body that it's almost like you're watching down on your body, going through the motions, going through the movement, doing your day-to-day actions, but you're not actually within the body. It's so hard for me to explain what they're showing me, but it's almost like you're looking down on yourself from like a bird's eye view, and it's like your physical body is doing all of these things, and your physical body is going to work and doing the grocery shopping and cooking dinner and spending time with family, but you're not present in the moment. It's like you're looking down at your physical body having this experience. It's like it's quite an out-of-body experience. And they're saying to me that this is the result of this energy shifting and this timeline shifting. If you are experience these ascension symptoms and you're experiencing these energetic changes, but you're not coming back to the body and grounding back into your body, you're not doing the meditations, you're not grounding, you're not spending time in nature, this is what is going to be the experience, you looking down on your body. And then during those times, Spirit is saying anxiety can be really, really high, as well as they're even saying like depression symptoms, okay? So really low emotions. And it's because you're not tapped into the body. You're not connected into your physical. And it's so, so, so important that you engage in your spiritual practices and you ground and you shield and you rest as you need to reconnect the energetic into the physical, okay? So it's almost like they're whoever I'm channeling right now is like, they're kind of putting their foot down and being like, it's a non-negotiable. Like, you can either sit in this depression, you can sit in this anxiety, or you can actually do something about it. And that is coming back to your practices. They're also saying journaling is a really good practice for in those moments when the energetic changes are bringing up a lot of emotions for you, okay? So if you're in a space where you feel like you're having a meltdown and you don't know why you're having a meltdown, they're saying to pick up a pen and paper and just write down in a stream of consciousness anything that comes into your mind, because that is how your spirit team is able to bring through that guidance and is able to support you in moving through what you need to move through. The other thing they're saying is reach out to your supports, okay? If you are in a place where you are feeling really, really off balance and you just don't know what is going on or why you're feeling this way, reach out to your supports. And they're saying reach out to your spiritual supports, okay? Talk to a friend who is also in the spiritual space. Find someone who's going to listen and is going to understand what you're going through without judgment, because there's also this energy around shame in that everyone else seems to be coping really well, but I don't feel great. And what Spirit is saying is that that's not actually the case. There's actually a lot of people around you that are feeling very similar, but because you're kind of have your blinkers on and you're in a space where you're wanting to be independent and not wanting to reach out for support, it's actually making this ascension period more challenging for you than what it needs to be. So there's a message in there for someone listening that needs to hear that. So if that resonates for you, it's probably someone in your spirit team that's trying to get through to you, okay? So lean on your supports. Don't feel shame around this this energy of, I feel just so exhausted. I just can't do this anymore. I am just so emotionally drained. Reach out to your supports, because it's like in that moment of connection, you actually realize that you're not alone in this, and that is so powerfully healing. Okay, so healing. They're also saying like, be consistent, okay? Don't have one day where you're grounding and you're spending time in nature and you're doing your journaling and you're making time for meditation, and then the next day you wake up and you think, oh wow, I feel fabulous, and then you don't do it on that day, and then you don't do it the next day, and then you go back to feeling like feeling overwhelmed again. So they're saying even in the times where you feel great, they're saying you feel great because you've been consistent with your spiritual practices, with your grounding, with spending time in nature, with doing meditation, with your journaling, okay? The reason why you feel better is because you've made time to energetically reconnect with your physical body through those practices, okay? So they're just saying, so important to be consistent right now, okay? They're saying as well, like, spiritual practices, they don't work unless you do them consistently, okay? Or they're saying They're correcting me. They're saying, sorry, no, they're more effective when you do it consistently. Okay, you can't just do it one day of the month and then forget about it for a month. That's not how generating a spiritual practice works. Okay, you need to be really consistent with these rituals and these practices. Okay, I just want to like kind of backtrack a little bit because I just was channeling for a long time there, but with the Schumann resonance, I mentioned it and I didn't actually even explain what it was. The Schumann resonance. Now, I'm not an expert on the Schumann resonance. I just know enough about it to, I guess, plant the seed for you to then go and do whatever research you want to do on that if you feel that you connect with it. But the Schumann resonance is an energetic frequency and it measures the electromagnetic light that comes down to the earth from the outer layers or the outer sphere, right? So what it is you could download the app and it will show you the frequency of the electromagnetic field on earth. And during the times when there is a lot of light, so it's a colored chart and there's blues, greens, reds, yellows. When there is a massive chunk of light or a space where it's like yellow or white energy coming down to the earth, that is when the frequency is the highest and that is when the ascension symptoms are the worst, okay? They said, it's not the worst, it's the strongest. That's when the ascension symptoms are the strongest because they're saying to me, it's all for a purpose. The light codes are coming down for a reason to help with this mass awakening and with this raise in vibration that so many people are experiencing. So they're saying, they're like giggling at me now. It's like, it's not the worst. It's when it's the strongest because there's a job that needs to be done. And this supports in that frequency to rise, okay? Lots of people are, they're just saying to me, lots of people are connecting in with their starseed families right now, connecting into light language, they're saying. So if you're feeling really called to do, to meditate on your starseed family or to do a starseed reading or to do a meditation that connects with your starseed family, and they're just saying, like, they just keep saying to me, light language, light language, light language. So there must be lots of people that are kind of really connecting into this realm, that maybe they haven't connected in with before. And this is all part of what's occurring with this mass ascension that's happening. Okay. So if you're feeling drawn to connecting with star seeds, your star family, connect into light language, then follow that pull because where it's going to lead you is going to be, I feel, quite magical for you and also quite supportive for you on your journey. During they also want me to just touch on solar flares and full moons very briefly in that what you experience emotionally and physically during, say, a Schumann resonance high is quite similar to things that you would feel during a full moon or when there's a solar flare on. Okay, so full moons are very cleansing, very good for releasing. And I think I spoke about this on a previous episode where it's almost like the full moon is like a magnet and draws up all the dents, all the negativity, anything that doesn't serve you can draw it all out with the potency of the moon's energy. It can support you in purging, releasing, rebalancing, shifting your energy, your limiting beliefs, anything that you've got going on that doesn't serve you. Full moons can really, really support you with that. But they're just saying during the full moon, you can experience very similar experiences during solar flares and when the Schumann resonance are at an all-time high. I was going to talk a little bit on solar flares, but they're not giving me so much about that now. But solar flares, they're just saying it's just another way that high vibrational energy reaches the earth. Okay, that's just all they're saying to me. So in terms of what people need to know right now about solar flares. But the main thing is, if there's a solar flare, quite often you'll have crown pressure, migraines, feel exhausted. And so they're just saying, in those moments where you're like, I feel exhausted and have no idea why, they're saying check whether there's a full moon, check the Schumann resonance, check solar flares, because quite often one of those three things will be happening. And they're also saying as well that they're just saying it's important not to get sucked into the energetics around why you're feeling. That sounds funny. Why are you feeling? They're just saying, like, there's also situations where you actually might just be tired because you've been very busy. Okay. So they're just saying to, you know, look at your schedule, look at your situation. Have you just had a really busy day and you actually just need to sleep because you've exerted all of your sacral energy and you need to rest? Or is there actually something deeper going on? So in those times where you are feeling super exhausted, they're just, spirit just saying, check in with what's actually happening around you first in your everyday life and schedule. And then if you can't, I guess, connect the dots within your schedule and what's happening in your physical immediate space, then that's when they're saying, okay, look a little bit further. Is there a full moon? Is it the Schumann resonance? Is there a solar flare? Okay, so they're just the three things that spirit are wanting you to connect in at this time. And I guess they just wanted to shed a little bit of light, pardon the pun, on why people are feeling these ascension symptoms so strongly right now. There's lots more to come. They're saying there's lots more to come with this because this year there's a big shift in the energy for everyone on Earth. So they're also interestingly saying now the energy also needs to shift for the new beings who are coming. And they're actually talking about spirit babies. So this shift actually needs to come so that the spirit babies coming to Earth over the next few years can actually hold the frequency of, or so that their mothers can hold their frequency. So that might be something that resonates with you at the moment, in that if you're planning a pregnancy, or maybe you've been trying to fall pregnant and maybe you've had some miscarriages or things have just not fallen into place yet, there's also a very strong energy around these new babies that are coming are sitting at a much higher frequency than what their mothers are right now. And so these women who are moving from, I suppose, maidenhood into motherhood, there's a real shift in your energy, a real rebirth for the mothers to be able to hold their new spirit babies who are wanting to come to Earth over the next couple of years. So that's also obviously a message that someone needs to hear today. So I think that is all from the spiritual realm right now. And I hope that you find some golden nuggets in this, and I hope that it sheds some light on what you might be feeling right now. I will see you in the next episode. Okay, bye.